From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we've got sisters on stage, a vintage fan club, and a singer battling gods and monsters. My co-host David Wiegand and I do that all the time, don't we? Marvel superheroes. Never mind. Let's start with country singer-songwriter Nikki Lane.
Some folks say there'll come a day when she'll settle in some old town, but it's best you know this a long, long road she ain't gonna come around. 60,000 miles back time, countless broken hearts between, winding lines of wide, but don't stop living the life of the Highway Queen.
That's a great song. That's Highway Queen from Nikki Lane's new album. And she didn't start writing songs until she was 25 and she had a bad breakup with a boyfriend, I guess. And I just love her tribute to her South Carolina hometown, which is called 700,000 Rednecks. Yeah.
I have to confess, I didn't really know much about her. And the album came, you know, across the transom a couple weeks ago, and I took it home because the cover has her riding a longhorn steer.
Yeah.
And I figured, all right, fine, whatever. And I listened to it and absolutely loved it. I mean, it's just like, wow, she really is new country.
Nikki Lane plays the Social Hall in San Francisco on Thursday, and Robert Ellis, another terrific country singer-songwriter, opens the show. Travis Wall is a choreographer and dancer best known for his work on the show So You Think You Can Dance, but he's been leading the dance company Shaping Sound for the past few years, and they're touring with a new evening-length show. And David, I guess you saw him when he was on So You Think You Can Dance.
Actually, that's one of the few dance shows that I watch on TV from time to time.
Yeah, they were fun.
I know people are going to shoot me for this. I have no use for Dancing with the Stars. First of all, let's discuss the definition of stars. But anyway, there's some really interesting young talent you often see on So You Think You Can Dance, and he really can dance. He was on it when he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
A lot of energy, a lot of talent, and now he's got his own company. He's been doing a lot of stuff since that show.
Travis Wall leads his Shaping Sound dance company into San Jose's Center for the Performing Arts on Wednesday. And I want to highlight tap dancer Michelle Durance bringing her company, The Blues Project, to San Francisco with Toshi Reagan and music by the band Big Lovely. That's at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts tonight through the 18th. It's just great tap dance, well worth catching. A song now from almost 200 years ago. That's Nicholas Pahn, one of my favorite Bay Area singers, just a great, great tenor. That's a song by Franz Schubert from his new album of art songs called Gods and Monsters. And Pahn and I talked a few days ago, and he said how he doesn't do very much opera. He's much more at home singing intimate songs like the ones on this album.
And what's amazing about it is in these little miniatures, there are these giant concepts and this giant music. The range that's required is so big. In fact, way bigger than what's required in opera sometimes. It's like sort of Pandora's box. It looks really tiny on the outside, but you open it up and it's just like full of these amazing, monstrous, and beautiful things inside.
I love the fact that he's doing art songs because, frankly, that is almost a dying art at times. You know, there are people just aren't doing as many recitals as they used to. But when you've got a voice like his, and people already, I think, know this, that I think he is incredible. His Britten interpretations are just up there with anybody's. But when you've got that kind of a voice, it just is so wonderful to hear it applied to great songs and great leader like this.
And in a small space, Nicholas Pahn sings songs from his new album, Gods and Monsters, at the Hotel Rex in San Francisco on Wednesday night. And then he's paired with Sasha Cook singing Romeo and Juliet by Hector Berlioz with the San Francisco Symphony, a much bigger space, June 28th through July 1st. A play about sisters now. TheaterWorks is opening Calligraphy by Valina Hasu Houston. And this is a story about two estranged sisters and the two cousins determined to bring them back together.
That's right. I mean, the play sounds really fascinating. I was reading a lot about it when it premiered in Los Angeles, actually, in 2010. So it's taken a while to get here. But you're right. There seems to be a real proliferation of plays about sisters, perhaps because it's Women's History Month.
Yeah.
But, you know, this play sounds really really fascinating. It's a cultural clash, but also the sort of, you know, clash of relations as well.
Calligraphy continues at TheaterWorks in Palo Alto through April 2nd. And Crowded Fire Theater Company is doing another sister story with an Asian theme. Mia Chung's play, You For Me, For You, is about two North Korean sisters trying to escape their country and how they're torn apart. And that play continues through April 1st. I'm definitely going to see both of these. And now some high-class pop that stood the test of time.
But it feels good when you're close to me. That's enough, that's enough. We will fade into history. I'm in love with your love.
Boy, everybody wants to have a love affair like that. That's music from Norman Blake, Gerard Love, and Raymond McGinley. They're the members of Teenage Fan Club. Nobody is smoother with a pop hit than these guys. A Scottish band.
That's right.
And they've been making music for a really long time.
Well, since 1989, which I sort of boggles my mind, but I do remember when they seem to be quite ubiquitous in the scene around here. And they haven't been around for a while, but they're still going strong. Most of the original members are still playing with the band. I love their sound. Obviously, they're heavily influenced by pop music from the American West, you know, surf music and so forth and so on. They're just amazing.
Teenage Fan Club plays the Great American Music Hall on Tuesday. And we have time for a shout-out, David.
I wanted to mention that ODC opens its annual Dancing Downtown series on Thursday. There'll be a revival by Kate Weir and also a premiere by Associate Director KT Nelson. That starts next Thursday at ODC.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Don't ever miss The Do List. Sign up for our podcast at all the usual places. And check The Do List online at kqed.org/arts for details on the shows we've mentioned. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.